Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Well, let's play some music.
Like a North Face, ayy. Gotta keep my face off, and I know my day short. So I stay woke, never days off, cause I'm never taking no days off. Whoa there, big fella, don't try it. Get that corner on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, Satan.
Streets in the same city, used to hang with me, but they ain't with me. Used to slang with me, used to bang with me, say they gang with me, but they ain't really. A thug changes and love changes, and your best friends will become strangers. My circle small and my dreams big, my day ones and my three kids. I ain't got time for the politics, with my own hands I build all of this. I don't need you, I don't need them, don't wanna smoke weed, don't wanna be friends. I won't bow down and king them, when I pray that's where my knees been. I got my own squad with no frauds, and that's on God, I'm trying to please them.
Your girl has been underrated from day one. They hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it. Selling my soul on a track, no, I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a difference, showing I'm Christian. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy. Too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing, won't ruin my place. I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive ya. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of as stone. But mother or two, that be rappers and show. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live, I'm not like most. Come on.
Look at us. Tell me what you gon' do if you ain't shown up. Everybody look at you like they know what's up. I gotta go and do, cause this is us.
Yeah, you're my baby. got the answers. They say that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they pass.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, the government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news and it's plastered. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in a glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know around. You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies. With dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. Why they gentrify? We risk our life. Selling dope, probably die not knowing Christ. Cold world, most of my kin, dead of the pen. That's why I'm an Eskimo, I bought an igloo and put on my wrist. Ran out of option, we gotta survive, so we taking risks. Committed sin, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 years on me, and if I get high, they blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committed sin, we gotta live, it is what it is. I used to wonder why we blow our whole tax refund on brand new J's, Gucci belt, few gold chains. When you can put that change in a IRA, you just waiting. By the time that you retire, you be at the millionaire stage.
What's the point of saving anything? You dying, you can't take it with you.
Nah.
And that'll probably be tonight, cause the way that they shooting, the stress how they hit you.
I bet you God hear the prayers of millions of mothers. And they all sound the same. Even though they sons didn't just a gang, they shooting at each other right now. You hear God now. Now hear hashtag in the baseline.
Come on, I guess I'm just a misfit, huh?
Yeah.
Am I coming right now? No, am I coming right now? Yeah, hey, listen, real skinny, loud color tinny, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I rode a foreign, and this one looking 50. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, doubt us, you know about us. And we ain't gotta follow, then we took another route. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro, open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your ends low. I try to tell them we just coming, gone, let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmick, spirit in my lyrics. Know when people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we goin' so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some close-minded geeky, like we ain't heard of Mark Block and Nietzsche. Believe me.
Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, diddy dumb, dumb.
But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. 6-2-2 plus gon' add it up. Math on subtract, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, Samoan, plus I'm padded up. I know you blow your mind, and I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, I'm about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done, trying to beat you, it don't fit, missed it. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick that this is it, but this is gibberish. I say I'm gibberish, they say I'm gibberish. Oh, you don't know, even if you don't let it be.
But we never leave, so what I get to feel when you run the league. I'm letting bro with hate time. I sleep on spare time. Oh yeah, take flight on airline. What you expect? I know the rest. We know the end.
Hey, now.
To a finesse, cup to collect. Then the effects we break down. Born in 97 to a single mother. 20 years letting me run that. We just need to make it personal. Underdog with a comeback. Feel like a gun, yeah. Feel the guns, yeah. Only thing is in God, yeah. Live like racing at the law, yeah. Hold up. I'm past the finish. Your pressure will take you back. Keep the force in that minimal butt. If I got a show, blow. I'm catching the face of the government.
like a driver. I got fat now, yeah, still a fat now, yeah. I daily fight the light, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for this count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cena. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te lleva a la mina. Yo camino por calle de oro y no te calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia para subir a tarima. Pastor, que se pase, soy la mina y si el diablo se mete, yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te casa, grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son la mina. Yo te traje la grito, mi sina, pa' toda la esquina, sé que te patina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Muchos lo tienen en el corazón de primero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Parece que las armas no dan de primero. Le dicen primero, siempre le sigo guayo verdadero. De jugando seré un matacero. Tú te vas a quedar como el negro. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Pero tengo bendiciones que a mí me llueven como un aguacero. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. Yo te digo que yo no hago rap y que el trap no va a ministrar. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. No es lo mío, ni lo de otro, es lo tuyo que te va a preguntar. Es lo tuyo, es lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina, Espíritu Santo conmigo camina. Un flow sagro que no contamina, es de predicar que se trata mis rimas. Es la opción que tenemos arriba, un flow clásico como lo tenis fila. Yo soy control, yo no cojo pila, si no te arrepientes tengo negocia. Si no te arrepientes tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también igual ley. Si no te arrepientes tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también igual ley.
Ya, 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 ya. Universo, trap style. Abdullah, Angel Brown, Angel Brown.
Okay, well, we had a little technical problem. Okay, my other phone went dead, so I have to switch to another phone. Alrighty. Well, let's get into tonight's message. Amen. It is titled, God is our provider. There is no better father than Creator God. He has formed us and he knows us. He provides for us, loves us unconditionally, and longs for real life-giving relationship with us. He runs out to meet us in our sin, clothes us with new identity, and restores us to an abundant life he's always planned for us. As we spend time looking for or looking at the Father, heart of God, may a fresh revelation of his love for you guide you into greater depths in relationship with our Heavenly Father. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 25-33, Jesus says, therefore I will tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It's not life more than food and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will not be much more clothed you. Are you of little faith? Okay, therefore be not anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all those things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Your Heavenly Father is a great provider for all of the earth. He gives rain when the earth needs refreshment. He calls the sun from his hiding when the earth needs warmth. He gives the animals their food, the flowers their beauty, the birds their shelter, and you and me everything we need. We worship a God who is both loving and powerful. He is both omnipotent and omnipresent. He is both good and able. If we were not, he would be forced to fend for ourselves, striving for that which he has promised to provide. If he were only good, we would not be assured of the resistance and the power he provides. And if we were only able, we would fear for a lack of the desire to provide. But God is our Heavenly Father, who both knows what we need and long to provide for us in exceeding measures. He is our Creator and Sustainer, Lord of all, Lord and all. So why do you fear for your needs? So why do you stress over the financial cares of this life when your Heavenly Father is seated on his throne? The truth is that until we experience for ourselves both goodness and power of our Heavenly Father, the truth of his provision will only ever feel like a heavy theological principle. Until we experience firsthand the character and provision of our God, fear will remain. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. Whoever fears has not been perfected in love. God longs to protect you and is perfecting you his love today. He longs to guide you into an encounter with his goodness and power. He longs to establish a foundation of his faithfulness by which you can live in faith. So may you have transformative encounter with the Holy Spirit today that frees you from fear and striving as you enter into guided prayer. Meditate on God's promise of provision. Allow scripture to renew your mind and transform the way you act, think, and feel. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will you give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So where do you have fear in regard to provision? Where are you striving for what? God has already promised to provide. Where does God want to bring peace into your life today? Take time to allow God to reveal his goodness and power. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into an encounter with all that God is. And allow scripture to speak to your circumstances so that you might live today in line with God's promise. No matter how old we get, God will still be our Father. We never have to go through a season apart from his perfect provision. We never have to step outside of his relationship and love. He always will be our good shepherd. He will always be our sustainer. And he will always be our Heavenly Father who provides. Never doubt the goodness and power of your God. Rest in his promise and continue to grow into your knowledge of who he is by resting in his presence. May you experience today the abundant provision of your loving Heavenly Father. And now I suggest you read Matthew chapter 6. Amen. All right. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, maybe now is the time that you start. I ask you, please say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on another day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, no one has pushed the number one key to come on live. I do have 2 111 callers, but they have not pressed the one key to come on. Oh, wow. One just pressed the one key. Let's bring 111 on.
Hey, Ken.
Hello.
Hey,
Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I got another surgery to do August 4th, and I'm just waiting to see how that goes.
Yeah, well, man, I sure hope you do well and come out of it, and I'm sure everything will be okay in the long run. Just stay positive, and I'm real glad you're doing a show tonight. We appreciate that, that's for sure. Man, I hope you get through all this. Has Tony Farrar been good? Has Farrar been helping cook and stuff? Like when you're sick, you don't feel good? Or has he been kind of
selfish? He takes good care of me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. There were a couple statements. Now, this is not from me, but I just wanted to ask you personally so I get the real story. There was somebody said, and I won't say the person's name, but they said that Pastor Ken hung up a shirtless picture of John Stamos in the garage, and Farrar got jealous and beat you severely because you're obsessed with John Stamos.
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay. You didn't have a shirtless picture of John Stamos?
No.
Oh, okay. The one other thing the person claimed was they said that because Ken is obsessed with John Stamos, he keeps messaging him online asking, do you shave down there? Did that happen?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I figured that. I just wanted to put that out there and make sure and let you have get your point of view across and get the truth out there. And I don't believe you have pictures of guys up in the garage and Farrar's ripping them in half because he's insanely jealous. I knew that probably wasn't true, but I figured I would ask you and to the bottom of it. But anyhow, hey, man, you keep doing well. Best of luck to you. We're behind you 100%. Get well soon, buddy.
Well, thank you, Mike. God bless you.
Yep, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. All righty. If you wanna call in, you can call in by calling this number, 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the one key. Press the one key, you come on live. Amen. All right. Okay. Like I said, if you want to come on live, just press that one key. Amen. Well, let's play some more music here. I got some hip-hop gospel mixes that Beanie sent to me, so I'm going to play another one. Here we go.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. My king will fight.
Wanted by a landslide. 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 Hallelujah to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Peppin' this side. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flex, my. Do you to the flu, you to the flu, you to the flex, my. That power made a point, next slide. Peppin' this side. Shoes ain't Gucci, I just keep my foot on reptiles. Wanted by a landslide.
my foot on reptiles. Yeah, coming for my neck now. When the game about to end, you expect fouls. Oh, vanity, Satan try to cancel me. I don't feel your plan for me. I just made a canopy. When you come to handle me, there's another hand on me. Even when they all abandon me, I got the destiny. I see no enemy. Yeah.
Stop stress. I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Cause lately I've been working harder than ever. She said, baby, you a boss, baby, play a schedule. Darling, you a boss, look for something special.
Take me on a PJ, we should go to Mexico. I've been there for you months when the money was low. Anything for my back, cause she a blessing. I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Blessings.
Continue the vision of the two pillars, the Chosen One Ministries, HGM, and GRM, and everything else that is good, where I have many followers, many platforms, and many, many women giving me their poon. But I do want to say that I am sorry to my followers. I thought I had muted the microphone, and a demon came in through my mutual organs and released from my body bowelly several times, yet I was not aware of this. But that is how Satan works. Would you agree with that, Kenny?
Yeah, yeah. Well, have you heard about me having cancer?
Kenny, I heard about you having cancer, and I prayed for you, and that is why you are not dead. So you are welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Kenny. I will continue to ask Abba Father to keep you alive. Sir, you deserve a glorious, efficacious life. Just like everyone else in my ministries. Amen. Kenny, what are
you
eating?
Huh?
What are you eating, Kenny?
I'm not eating anything.
Kenny, what kind of cancer did you have?
I have bladder cancer.
I will pray that it goes away, Kenny. But not from the bladder to the anus. Completely out of your body. How do you feel about that, Kenny?
Well, I hope that my cancer does go away this time, because this will be my second surgery, okay, that I have to go under the knife again. And I hope they get it all out this time.
Kenny, let's pray that you do get it all out and no more cancer in the pancreas. I will pray for you.
Well, thank you.
You are much very welcome. You see, Kenny, can let bygones be bygones.
Oh, I already have. I have. I let bygones be bygones. A long time ago.
Yes, Kenny. But I did it first. Because I am the bigger man. Am I right?
Huh?
I said I did it first. Because I am the bigger man. Am I not, Kenny?
Well, I guess you are. I guess you are.
That's what she said, right, Kenny? Kenny, what's wrong with you?
Say what?
I said, what is wrong with you, Kenny?
Just normal stuff. Diabetes, COPD, and now cancer.
Well, you know what is good for that? Not of oral sex.
Anyway.
In sex, I like to say
it's good to hear from you, Pastor Kent.
It is good to hear from me, isn't it, Kenny? That's what I was thinking. Did you hear my shout out? Kenny.
Yeah, give a shout out.
I did a shout out to Ashley. Did you hear it, Kenny?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now you do a shout out to Johnny Longfinger.
Oh, okay. Let's give a shout out to Mike Hunt, Ashley, Tony Brewer, Gavin Moorhead, Pantinger, Tommy Linehan, and Terry McGillicuddy.
What about Johnny Featherlong?
Well, him too. Johnny Longfeather. He's not on tonight, but and when also GC2 and Matt Mark. Again, you might as well get them all.
What about the little brown people?
To everybody. Shout out to everyone out there listening.
What about the little Mickey Mexican?
The little what?
The Spickies.
I pray for everybody and shout out to everybody. Everybody in the world.
Are you going to name him or have thou forgotten thee?
I couldn't hear what you said.
Have thou forgotten the little Spickies?
Well, shout out to everybody. Everybody.
What about being crazy, Kenny?
Oh, well, we can, yeah, definitely shout out to Beanie. Yeah, yes, sure.
What about Johan from Alabama? What about Johan from Alabama?
Oh, you mean Juan from Alabama? Yes, Juan from Alabama. Shout out to him, too.
What about Victor, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, shout out to everybody. Victor, too.
Can you say his name, Kenny? Say his name. We need to say their name. Say his name, Kenny.
Victor.
Kenny. That's right. You see, Kenny, if we don't say their names, victims will be forgotten and never remembered. Right, Kenny?
I guess so.
I want to send a shout out to all of my WAP friends, like Tony Gaga, Mad Mark, and who else is of the Italian greasy descent, Kenny, that you know of?
I don't know.
And Tommy Manugin. Man Jam, I'd like to send a shout to him because he is a hitman and he wants us to tell our stories of when we worked together, when we did the radio shows, and I brought you on Blog Talk Radio on Chosen One Ministries, and when we worked at Mount St. Mary's and you were my apprentice. But let's not talk about that if it makes you upset, Kenny, of when you would bring me coffee. And what a great dean, pastor, rabbi, Buddha I was. Right, Kenny?
No, that never happened, but that's okay.
Kenny, do you know that abortion is illegal again?
Yes. Can, they overturned Roe versus Wade.
Yes, they did, Kenny. But, you know, I tell everyone in Canada that they don't need to stick a hanger in their poon to get an abortion. All they need to do is come hither to me, and once I insert my penis, I will dislocate the uterine tubes, the vaginal intercorsations, and dismantle any seed that has been planted with my penis.
Well, I hear you got married.
I did get married.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, and I sang a song to my precious wife, and it goes like this. Babe, I know this is going to sound crazy, because I ain't never been the kind to pray. But girl, you were right. The good Lord's amazing, because he came to me today in a very holy way. God told me, to pick your crotch. God told me to tell you to suck my penis. He told me to, you'd like to watch. Please believe me, baby. It surprised me too when Appa told me to fuck you. Yes, Kenny. And then it goes like this. That cross hanging round your neck, and all it stands for is I respect. Girl, I hope you get this text, because tonight I'm pretty bored. So let's listen to the Lord. And then, girl, get down on your knees. Show the Lord your love. Suck it out of me, the heavens up above. Abba told me to fuck you. Abba told me to lick your crotch. Abba told me to tell you to suck my dick. He told me he likes to watch. Please believe me, baby. It's a price. He's the only one we should listen to. And God told me to fuck you. God told me to fuck you. Amen. And that
is
a beautiful song in words.
Yeah, you're just a romantic type.
Yes, I am. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it was a great song. Okay, you know what? Let's bring on another caller from there. We go 111.
Oh.
Hello. Hey. Hey, how you doing, DC?
I just want to say it's so great to hear you and Pastor Kent on together. That song was a slightly ungodly, but I did like the message.
Amen. I've been praying for you, DC.
Oh. Kenny, Kenny, I've been having some problems. When did you start praying?
Well, I've been praying for you. I know you've been having some kidney problems. That's what I heard.
Oh, you don't, Kenny, you don't need to pray for me, brother. I'm good with the Lord. I'm good. I got all the prayers I need, my man.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Amen. All right. How's Kent doing?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son. And as you know, I have been supplying my penis to create more abortions because the coat hanger is very dangerous and my penis is a natural way to stab the fetus out of the women that do not want it. It is natural.
Wow, Kenny, did you know that Kent was doing that? That's actually really, really, it's really wonderful.
I didn't know you were doing that.
I mean, a penis is actually a lot more or a lot more pliable than a coat hanger, you know? So it's less, you know, there'll be less blood and I think it'll be a little bit more sanitary, if you will.
Yeah.
Kenny, you like that? That's weird.
No,
weird,
I don't
Kenny.
Like it personally.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe you've never tried it, Kenny. Oh,
no,
wait,
I
you
don't.
Have. Never mind. You've had the penis before.
Oh.
Right, Kenny?
No. Anyway.
I thought
Kenny, what's
said,
wrong, brother?
Oh, nothing. You just listen.
Do you ever watch Pastor Kent's YouTube videos? They're very amazing.
No, I don't get a chance to do that much.
Oh. Well, I got to say, Pastor Kent is a very moving public speaker. He also has what seems like a bowel movement show and doesn't even stop. He just keeps going, Kenny. You hear this weird, loud ripping. It sounds like his internal organs are coming out his rectum, and it just keeps going, brother. It's amazing to see. The Lord is really in that, man. And the evil comes out during the show, and he just keeps going.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how you keep it real, my son.
Oh. That is true. I mean, if you got to go, and there's no, you know, if you're reading the Lord's word, there is no reason to stop, and Kent knows that. You taught him that, Kenny. You were, you know, you were his apprentice, or he was your apprentice.
Actually, Kenny, right, Kenny?
Yeah, you do a
right.
Great job there, Pastor Kent. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Kenny, you sound very happy right now. Are you upset? Kenny?
Me? No, I'm not upset.
Yeah, oh, you sound a little, you know, a little perturbed.
Oh, no.
So, how you doing? Are you okay, brother?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just, like I said, I've just been dealing with, the cancer, that's all.
Well, I pray that the cancer comes out when they go back in and they remove it. And they get all of it, Kenny, because, you know, that would be the best-case scenario, brother.
Well, thank you. We got another caller here, 111. Let's bring them on. 111, you're on here.
Hello.
Hey, Johnny.
Shabbat shalom, nigga.
I'm not a Negro.
How you doing?
Oh, I thought. Oh, sorry. I thought it was somebody else. I'm sorry.
I heard Ken. You mentioned me earlier. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Oh. Yeah, I gave a shout out.
That's what I told you, Kenny. Kenny.
Johnny, were you at an auction? Yeah. Were they auctioning that hog off again?
No, I'm putting the trash cans out. It's trash night. I gotta put the trash out.
Oh, I meant earlier, brother. I know you. You like to go to those auctions and also the bar mitzvah. You know, the split. It's like a split thing. I don't know how you seem to find those, but very entertaining.
Well, I'm not in the market for any livestock lately. So I haven't been to any auctions, and I haven't been to many bar mitzvahs nor circumcisions lately.
Oh. What about Clemson Arrows, man? You ever go to any of those? Oh, wait a minute. Those are Victor's, that's for Victor's age, right? Like 16, right?
Yep. That's when the 15-year-old Mexican girls are first raped by their uncles for the first time.
Oh.
And it's in public. It's in public, too. So the family gathers around.
And yeah. After he finishes, they beat that pinata, right?
Yeah, there's a pinata involved. Yes, that's true.
And a lot of Dos Equis, too. They drink a lot of that, Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, Pacifico, a lot of them Hispanic beers.
Kenny, when does Victor turn 17? It seems like he's been 16 for like 6 years, brother. Has he got his driver's license?
He's been turned 17 a long, long time ago.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, good for him, man. I didn't think he was ever going to turn 17. So, Johnny, how you been, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Everything? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was just asking Johnny how he's been. I haven't spoken to him in a little while. I was wondering. I had a question. I wondered if Johnny had heard anything from Grover. The last time I heard from Grover, he had actually I don't know if anybody knows this, but he had caught the covert for the 38th time, and I was just seeing if Johnny knew anything further on that, because I know Grover wasn't feeling too great.
I have not heard from Grover in, it's been over probably 2 months.
Oh, Lord. He's had COVID like 6 times since then.
Well, he may have, but I don't know. Ken, have you been looking at the obituaries in the local San Antonio newspapers?
No. I don't get a newspaper.
Well, you can look online. Do you have internet access?
Yeah, but I haven't been searching the San Antonio paper.
I don't think Kenny really cares about Grover.
Well, there's some people that read the obituaries, and they see when a funeral is happening, and then they will go and burglarize the homes of the family members during the time of the funeral. Have you heard of that before?
Johnny, don't tell them that.
No,
man.
I haven't.
Oh, well, I didn't say you did it, but...
No,
common.
You don't give it. Don't. Why are you giving all that up on the air, man? Come on, brother. Shit.
Family Blacks, I thought, did it. Sorry, DC2.
Oh, man. Claire's going to kill me. Oh, man. Where's Fruity?
Ken, are you eating something?
No, I'm not eating.
Okay. Sounds like you're eating some microwave pizza or microwave tacos or some kind of like a
spaghetti. No, microwave food. I'm not eating anything.
Prudy, turn off that fruity-ass music, man. No, I'm serious. It's loud as shit. I can't even hear.
I don't have
to
mess up your sound system. What's not coming over your...
What? I don't want to hear that disco shit. Hello? Sorry.
Where is that coming?
That's Ferrar.
You can't hear? There's no mute. There's no... What you call it?
Oh.
On the phone. Hey, Tony, say hi.
Hello.
Hello,
Tony.
Hello.
Did you hear me? I was explaining what a quinceañera is. Was I accurate?
No, I didn't hear you. What was your description of a quinceañera?
Okay, quinceañera is when the young 13-year-old Hispanic girls are brought before their families, and they're raped by their uncles for the first time.
Oh, that is just horrid. That is just simply horrible. It is nowhere close.
Don't they beat the pinata?
That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
What do they do? What do they do?
It's usually a big party. It is a girl's coming of age party, but it's usually held at 16. And rape has nothing to do with it.
Don't ever let
ceremonial first. Yeah. the Teals gather around, and from what I've heard, they give it to her for the first time.
No, that is just wrong.
No, I'm sorry. Most
and then it goes back and flows heavily, brother. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Tony, what's for dinner tonight?
The things y'all come up with.
Tony, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
What? I don't know. What did you have for dinner tonight? What did you have for dinner tonight?
I had a slice of pizza that was microwaved from yesterday, so I actually had microwave pizza.
And cock. Right, Johnny?
No. No.
And what?
No, nothing. I was
pizza
just making
and cock? Is that what you said?
I was just making an inappropriate joke. Tony, I always pick on Johnny. Come on, man. I'm just playing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, don't say that.
Oh, I mean, if he had pizza, and cock for dinner, that's his business, not mine.
No, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. I like to tease him a little bit. You know, I'm sorry.
Ken.
So you're a tease, huh?
Tony. Oh, dude.
Well, I just teasing Johnny.
Tony.
He doesn't like it.
Tony, are you taking precautions to keep Ken safe? Are you wearing a mask around the house? Are you limiting his traveling or?
No, I don't wear a mask around the house.
But Ken is afflicted.
And?
He's immunocompromised.
He's afflicted. He's not dead. Do
I said he's immunocompromised, similar to you.
He's also been boosted, and what do you know about my immune system? Are you my doctor now?
I've heard rumors.
That's what he is.
Rumors.
Alive.
Oh, I like that. Rumors. They say a lot of things, don't they?
Oh.
So, what was the topic of conversation? My earphones weren't working, so I didn't listen to any of the show. What were y'all talking about?
Oh, I was just seeing how Kenny was doing.
I think they all left.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. So
Hello, gotcha.
I was just asking how Kenny was doing. I was just checking on Kenny.
Oh, he's doing good.
Did he quit smoking finally?
Hell no. He's going to die with a cigarette in his hand.
Oh, Kenny. That's so sad, Kenny.
I've been trying to make him quit for 19 years. I have not succeeded in 19 years, so.
Tony, I have a question. Do you think is Kenny getting chemo right now?
No. Kenny got a dose of chemo when they took out his tumor.
The only reason I ask is I'm literally scared Kenny's going to smoke cigarettes while he's getting chemo, man.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. If Kenny was getting chemo treatments and it was any near place he could smoke, he would smoke and take chemo. Oh, I agree. Yeah.
And everybody thought I was making a joke, and I was serious.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. That is one thing Kenny will not give up is cigarettes. He refuses.
I've been trying to get him to quit since I met him. But he never listened.
Well, I've been trying for 19, so if I haven't succeeded, I don't think you're going to succeed.
He will not give up cigarettes and anal. He will not give those up.
He will not give up cigarettes.
And anal.
No, I haven't given up.
Johnny, for a straight man, you are obsessed with that stuff, man.
I know. Johnny talks a lot about anal and cock and all sorts of things. I think he's a mo.
Oh.
Ashley agrees.
Well, I don't feel very godly right now.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well,
it
could be a side effect.
No, it doesn't have a...
It could be a side effect.
No.
It doesn't have a speaker. Well, okay, I'm going to give you back to Ken, and I'm going to go back to the chat room, because like I said, my headphones blew, and I can't even hear the show.
Literally.
So here.
All right.
Headphones blow, and so do you.
Shut your fucking mouth,
motherfucker. Damn. Damn. Kenny's standing up for Tony Farrar. I respect it. You tell him, Kenny.
Amen.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I want to say thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank all my people in my chat room tonight.
So loud and obnoxious.
Hello. God bless you all. And I'll see you all in Discord.
I'm going to burn that record.
Hello.
Motherfucker.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Kenny, what's going on, man? Kenny?
I said what?
Kenny.
Goodbye.
What? Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm going to call it a night. The phone's dying.
Hello.
The phone's dying? Kenny, your phone dies every single show you do, man. What's going on with your phone?
I know it. I can't help it.
Okay.
Does your
All
phone
right.
erectile dysfunction too, Kenny?
Oh.
Yes, I'll see you all in Discord.
Okay.
I love you, everybody. Wait a minute. We got another caller. I gotta take it.
Ten. What's wrong?
Okay. This is an echo caller. Well, anyway, see you all in Discord. Bye-bye. God love you.
Bitch, Kenny. Bitch, Kenny. Bitchy Kenny.